Hello, this poem was written after I was watching the news one night, and currently it's party conference season for each of the political parties in England. And I was watching the news, and they were commenting on how the speaker at the time had got a sort of standing ovation, a rousing reception from the speech that they'd just made. And I just sat there and thought, what a load of shite. I mean, basically, these conferences are full of people that all support the same parties. So they've all got exactly the same viewpoint. And I thought, they're not going to get people heckling. That's just a load of rubbish. So anyway, I was frustrated by that, because really it's stating the bleeding obvious. So I wrote this poem, and it's entitled Partly Political Broadcast. Conference season yet again, booted, suited women and men. The time of party politics, people delivering rhetoric, schmoozing smarmy politicos, kiss babies' heads, why, who knows, press all the flesh that they can find of people whose views align, turns photo opportunities, results in passive immunity, scenarios are composed for those with views juxtaposed. Party bigwigs all congregate, getting ready to postulate, delivering their procrastinations, read from notes with annotations, preaching at the assembled throng who've been waiting all year long. For delivery of these speeches, behind lectern stand the preachers. Words spouted with great relish, emphasised and embellished. Words and pauses form the stanza that defines a party mantra. The smoke and mirrors policies, machine gunned at high velocity towards their target audience. Ideas without provenance, a proffered to the hungry folk, into their brains each morsel soaks. The audience devours it, never questions if it's legit. Applause follows each sound bite, there for grassroots to recite, rabble-rousing ovations follow each and every oration. But this is of no great surprise, no other view to compromise, party faithful start to bleat, for at heart they're all like sheep.